We just getting started, baby. Did anybody see what Mr. Wardell Steph Curry did to the Portland Trail Blazers? They were nobodies. They beat the Giants. Trash. They beat the Broncos. Trash. If you ever watch Dragon Ball Z, my mans was Super Saiyan. I couldn't wear this until we actually caught a dub. And he did all of this damage in 36 minutes. Let that sink in. They beat the Eagles, trash, the Cowboys, trash, the Bengals, trash, the Jaguars, trash. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here on Rob's Two Cents. My good people, my good people. Hello, world. I'd like to welcome you guys back to the show that's hot with your boy, Rob Scott. This is Rob's Two Cents, the live show, aka the finals recap. We saw a great NBA finals, my good people. We saw the Milwaukee Bucks versus the Phoenix Suns. Not your typical finals. We didn't have LeBron. We didn't have KD. We didn't have Steph. And these have been the players that have been in the NBA finals for like the last 5 years. As we know, LeBron has made 10 trips to the NBA finals. Marcus, what's good, my boy? Appreciate you for joining in. And it was a breath of fresh air, as I've mentioned before on other episodes of Rob's Two Cents. It was great to just have fresh blood, fresh faces, new talent in the NBA finals. And the series did not disappoint. We saw a great series in which Phoenix went up 2 games, in game 1 and 2. Remember, they were hosting the NBA Finals at least the first 2 games because they had the home court advantage due to the fact that they had the higher record in the league. They were second place in the Western Conference. The Milwaukee Bucks was third place in the Eastern Conference. Phoenix started off strong, winning the first 2 games in Phoenix. And then Phoenix will become, well, will help Milwaukee become the 15 in NBA history to overcome a 2-0 deficit. As Milwaukee will go on to win the next 4 games, y'all. Not 4 games, the next 4 games. Milwaukee would dominate the rest of this series. Now, granted, besides game 3, which was a blowout win, a 20-point victory for the Milwaukee Bucks, this was a very competitive series. For the most part, games 1, games 2, games 4, 5, and 6 came down to the wire. Great, great basketball matchup. Talking about I sound like your preacher, you crazy. But yeah, all seriousness though, great, great matchup. But yesterday, last night, we saw a new NBA champion be crowned as the Milwaukee Bucks will win their 4th game in this series in game 6 in an unbelievable performance put forth by the Greek Freak. Let me tell y'all something, man. Giannis went bananas yesterday. And not just bananas in the sense of an individual stat. He made NBA history. We're going to get to that in a second. First, we have to talk about the game. It was a great game 6. Both teams came out a little sluggish. Milwaukee would get an early lead. I believe they got the lead to like 13 points going into the second quarter. Phoenix would push back, tie the game, and then take the lead of their own. And I believe they got it up to about 7 or 8, 9 points in the second quarter. But in the third and fourth quarters, Milwaukee will take the lead and never look back. If we look at what Giannis did within that game, Giannis showed his dominance from the start of the whistle. Within a minute of the game, he had already got down a chase down block on Mikal Bridges, or Mikal Bridges. I apologize if I got your name wrong, brother. Got a chase down block, and that kind of set the tone for the rest of the game. Because Giannis was everywhere defensively. People've been giving him praise on his offensive output. I got to give Giannis praise on the defense that was played yesterday. Now, a lot of people like myself felt bad because we wanted to see CP3 get his first title, his first trip to the finals in his 16-year career. But Giannis has also had to overcome trials and tribulations. He's also had to go through the fire in the NBA. He's only been in the league for 8 years. And within those 8 years, he could not get over the barrier. Giannis could not make it to the dance. So there were a lot of storylines going on within this NBA Finals. But let me tell you guys something. Giannis made sure that his first time going to the NBA Finals, he was going to capture the ring. Because my boy Giannis went bananas. Let's talk about the box score. If we look at what the Phoenix Suns did, got to go to the handy-dandy laptop. Nobody showed up to the party but Chris Paul. He tried. CP3 tried to keep this team in the game. He would score 26 points on 11 to 19 shooting. He was 1-2 from the three-point line. But he only gave you 5 assists and he had 3 turnovers. Not very point guard-like. But he only had 5 assists because everybody else was petrified of the moment. DeAndre Ayton played very scary. We're talking about a guy, for the most part, if we look at DeAndre Ayton's stats, we're talking about a guy who within these NBA Finals, he's been averaging 14 points and 12 rebounds. Now, he almost got close to his averages. He gave you 12 on the night, but he shot 4-12 from the field. Your center, who's not shooting three-pointers, who's not shooting mid-range jumpers. We're talking about a guy who's at the rim. Gives you 4-12 shooting from the field. Only 6 rebounds? DeAndre, you're better than that. 6 rebounds and only 2 blocks. DeAndre Ayton was petrified yesterday because Giannis continued to show him that you ain't that big, bruh. You might be 7 feet, but she ain't strong like me, as Giannis would dominate the paint. Where did Devin Booker disappear to? Now, I told a lot of people, let's put a pause on the Devin Booker-Kobe Bryant comparisons. Yes, we know that Devin Booker had a great relationship with Kobe Bryant. He looked at him as a mentor. He wanted to emulate Kobe Bryant, kind of how Kobe Bryant wanted to emulate Michael Jordan. And we all know that they say that the greatest form of flattery is imitation. But he came up short because he only would give you 19 points. He was 0-7 from the three-point line and 8-22 from the field. And even included 6 turnovers in his stat line. I know, Rob, that's a great point, that he might have been tired. But you're supposed to be tired when you're playing in the NBA Finals. In this case, this season is normally an 82-game season. This was a 72-game condensed season in which injuries plagued not only the regular season but the playoffs. But these teams, the Milwaukee Bucks and the Phoenix Suns, were the last two teams standing. I expected everybody to be tired. I look at Giannis, who's hyperventilating on most plays because he has a motor like Westbrook where he doesn't stop. You see CP3 feeling sluggish, shots coming up short. Jrue Holiday, shots coming up short. Having to guard the best two offensive players on the opposing team, going back and forth between Devin Booker and Chris Paul. And I know we hear things on the Phoenix side of the ball, but the others did not show up. Mikal Bridges only gave you 7 points. Cam Johnson only gave you 3 points. And I don't know why Cameron Payne didn't have more minutes off the way that he was able to keep Phoenix in the game in the first quarter. But for some reason, they only gave him 10 minutes in the game. You allow CP3 to play 39 minutes. You allow Devin Booker to play 46 minutes. Of course they're going to be tired. DeAndre Ayton playing 36 minutes and having the unlucky task, the unfortunate task of trying to stop Giannis Antetokounmpo, who was focused and was lasered in on winning an NBA championship. And I know you like, Rob, you're talking a lot about what the Phoenix Suns did. Let's discuss what the Bucks did. Jrue Holiday, again, did not have a great game offensively. He was 4 of 19. He only gave you 12 points. But the defense that he played on Chris Paul and Devin Booker cannot be unsung. You have to remember, Jrue Holiday has been to, he's an NBA all-first team defensive team. He made that team because of the fact that he's a two-way player. I believe this is the second time being on the NBA first time, and he's been NBA second team all defense 3 times. Check the numbers. Jrue Holiday is underrated. And I was so happy to see him win. As you guys remember, his wife a couple of years ago, about 5 years ago, got diagnosed with some type of disease where he had, I think it was cancer, and he had to leave the league for a while to take care of his wife. And she had the surgery. They removed that disease. She then had a baby. And once he saw that home was okay, excuse me, he came back to the NBA. And I'm pretty sure everybody in his family is happy he made that decision. It was great to see Jrue Holiday get a chance on the biggest stage. Chris Middleton, a man who was playing in the G League in earlier parts of his career, can now call himself an NBA champion. He has 17 points on 6 of 13 shooting. And even though he was 1 of 4 from the field, he hit the closing shot on Devin Booker after a beautiful handoff pass from Giannis. Chris Middleton has been the closer for this team. We cannot forget about the contributions him and Jrue Holiday made against Atlanta in the Eastern Conference Final when we thought that Giannis was gone. Giannis hyperextended that knee. We thought Giannis was out for the rest of the season. And Chris Middleton and Jrue Holiday said, no, we making it to the finals. And they put on a clinic on the Atlanta Hawks. Granted, Trae Young did get injured, but it was a star for a star. Which one of the others are going to step up? And Chris Middleton stepped up. Jrue Holiday stepped up. And Chris Middleton also had a great game 5 when he had 29 points. Had a great game 4 where he gave you 32 points. In this game, he wasn't that much of an offensive threat, but he did close the deal on the Phoenix Suns. But then we have to get to the Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo, a guy who is used to winning, whether it's winning individual awards or now winning NBA championships. Giannis Antetokounmpo will have the game of his life, as he would go for 50 in an elimination game, in a closeout game. He gives you 50 points off 16 to 25 shooting. That's 64%, ladies and gentlemen. He was even 1 of 3 from the three-point line. He gave you 14 rebounds, 4 of them offensive, and gave you 5 blocks. And that wasn't even the most impressive part of his game. Giannis Antetokounmpo will go 17-19 from the free throw line, shooting 89.5% from the free throw line. Let me tell you how much history Giannis made. Giannis became just the 7th player in NBA history to have 50 points in the finals. He tied Bob Pettit for that number. The other NBA players on that list: Elgin Baylor, Hall of Famer; Rick Barry, Hall of Famer; Jerry West, Hall of Famer and the logo; Michael Jordan, the GOAT. And LeBron James, definitely a Mount Rushmore player. Do you guys understand what he did? Giannis Antetokounmpo would score 33 of his 50 points in the second half, including a 20-point third quarter. I appreciate that, Rob, but I'm getting there. You know I got the stats. Per the Elias Sports article, which I read, the Greek Freak is just the second player in the past 50 years to score 33 or more points in the finals half, joining only Michael Jordan. Meanwhile, he is the first player in the NBA to ever record multiple 30-point halves in a single NBA final series. You got to remember, he gave you back-to-back 40-point games. Nobody had done that since Shaq. And then he goes in the closeout game, and he gives you 50, 14, and 5 blocks. Even just dog walking DeAndre Ayton. DeAndre Ayton did not know what to do with that boy, and I do not know why Coach Monty Williams, as great of a coach as he is, did not make the adjustment of saying, we're going to double-team Giannis. Somebody else going to have to beat us because DeAndre can't stick him. He was too slow, and honestly, he was too weak. Giannis was bulldozing through DeAndre Ayton, moving him out the way, posting him up. Who was the center on the court? DeAndre Ayton or the Greek Freak? Let me tell you about some more history that he made. Giannis became the first player ever to average 30, 10, and 5 on 60% shooting in the NBA Finals series. You want to know what other history he made? After being named Finals MVP, he joined Michael Jordan as the only player in history to win multiple MVPs, a Defensive Player of the Year, and a Finals MVP. But wait, there's more. If we throw in his Most Improved Player Award and his All-Star Game MVP, Giannis became the first player in NBA history to win Most Improved Player of the Year, MVP of the League, Defensive Player of the Year, an All-Star Game MVP, and a Finals MVP. Giannis broke the mold last night. Giannis put his name up there with greatness last night. Giannis Antetokounmpo, a.k.a. the Greek Freak. That boy cold. And that boy a champion. Congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks on that very great NBA run. Congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks on being able to defy the odds, to finally make it to the dance, to make it to the big show, and to not only show up, but show out. Giannis truly earned that nickname last night, the Greek Freak, and he got freakish on that court. Everywhere. He was everywhere. Whether it was making the great pass to Jrue Holiday in the corner for a big-time clutch three, whether it was delivering the handoff pass to Chris Middleton to close them out when Chris Middleton hit that jumper, where he was all over the court blocking shots from every direction, even getting goaltending calls. He didn't care. He wanted you to know, that ain't going to be going on in my house. This is my house, and you got to come see me if you want to score. Oh, Giannis boy got me excited last night. Hey, Shay, what's up, bestie? Appreciate you for being here. And appreciate everybody for tuning in. This is the Finals Recap. So now that the NBA Finals is over, now that we have an NBA champion crown, the question is, which one of these teams are likely to make it back? Well, it sure as hell ain't going to be the Phoenix Suns. I'm sorry, everybody. I love Chris Paul as much as the next person. And we're going to talk about what this means for Chris Paul's legacy in a minute. But let me tell you guys something. The Phoenix Suns are not making it back to the NBA Finals anytime soon. You have to remember, LeBron and AD are going to get healthy. They're going to possibly get a big name to come join them in the Los Angeles Lakers. You look at Golden State, you're going to have Steph and Klay back. You look at Denver, they're going to get Jamal Murray back. You look at Dallas, Luka is on the rise, and I'm pretty sure somebody is going to want to come play with Luka. And CP3, unfortunately, is going to get a year older. And I don't care what anybody says. There's one person, there's one entity in the NBA or in all of sports that you can't defeat. And that, my friends, is Father Time. And Chris Paul was looking a little older this year. I'm assuming he's going to look even more older next year. Great question, Rob. I want to say it's too early for that, brother. He asked a great question. Let me inform you guys what he asked. He asked, are the top three players in the league now KD, Bron, and Giannis? Or is it too early to say that yet? I think it's too early. Even though what Giannis did was legendary, we don't want to get caught up in the moment. We don't want to get caught up in the moment of crowning people and giving them the title of greatest players in the league. Because I still think you got to worry about Kawhi. You have to think about Steph Curry. You have to think about Luka. I mean, there are some people in the league that just offensively are better than Giannis. Giannis has definitely put his name as one of the best two-way players in the league. But how long can that recipe for Giannis work? See, he happened to go against the Phoenix Suns, who is a smaller team. They are small. And then they lose Dario Saric. They become even more small. Now, granted, Frank Kaminsky came in and gave him some good minutes. Coach Monty Williams went on to say that he wished he gave Frank Kaminsky more minutes. But let's just be honest here. Giannis was able to have his way with the Phoenix Suns. Can Giannis do that against the Brooklyn Nets, who are going to be coming back healthy next year? Can he do that against Philadelphia, who's going to have a chip on that shoulder, who might be getting rid of Ben Simmons, which is going to clear more space for the big man Joel Embiid? We saw Atlanta on the rise. Trae Young is going to be healthy. I'm pretty sure that Atlanta market can bring in somebody to come play with Trae that will want to play with Trae and those boys down there in the ATL. We saw the Knicks on the rise. Even though Julius Randle did not show up in the playoffs, he's going to be licking his chops to get another go at it. Right now, it's going to be tough even for Milwaukee to get back to the league, to the finals. Now, if Giannis is able to get back to the NBA finals next year, whether he wins or loses, then I'll be ready to say he's a top three player. But I still don't think Giannis is better than Kawhi. And I can say that without a doubt. Kawhi Leonard is a dog. And Kawhi Leonard, wherever he goes, they win. I mean, unfortunately, they got, you know, with the down 0, you know, had Denver beat 3-0 in the bubble, let them come back. That was horrible. But actually, the Clippers, especially once Los Angeles Lakers were eliminated, looked like the team to beat in the NBA playoffs. And then Kawhi goes down with the leg injury. So I'm pretty sure he's going to be wanting to come back and exact a little revenge for the LA Clippers if he stays with the Los Angeles Clippers. That's the question. And now another question poses, what does this mean for their legacies? Well, Giannis has etched his name in NBA history. He's etched his name on the record books. Giannis is going to be just fine. I believe when it's all said and done, if Giannis continues at this pace, if Giannis plays at the pace that he did in the NBA Finals, he wins another MVP, he gets his team back to the finals, then you can say Giannis is a top three player in the league. He's not better than KD. He's not better than LeBron. He's not better than Kawhi. So, you know, but Giannis has definitely put his name in the conversation. As far as Chris Paul, sad to say, I don't think when he retires, he'll be in that upper echelon of point guards. Now, I love CP3 as much as the next. And I know injuries have plagued him in the past in previous playoff experiences. But there's no excuse here, CP3. You didn't show up, man. And you have to show up. You have to be better than what you were in the regular season. You gave us spurts of greatness. But the way Jrue Holiday was able to agitate him, get under his skin, You know, we just saw him and Patrick Beverly have a great matchup. And then he came out here to another irritant like Jrue Holiday. And granted, CP3 got his numbers. It just wasn't enough. And he sees now that when you make it to the dance, you're going to have to be aggressive. He's going to have to step up as a better leader for his teams and say, hey, Devin Booker, I need you to be the same Devin Booker that gave him 40. You know, Devin Booker scored 40 points in back-to-back games, and they lost. That just shows you Milwaukee was just more dominant than this team. They wanted it more. Even though Milwaukee is bigger than the Phoenix Suns, Chris Middleton and Jrue Holiday did not show up for every game. There were games where Phoenix could have stole one. And I believe if they would have won one in Milwaukee, they would have been able to close the Bucks out. And I'm not ready to crown Giannis yet, because if Brooklyn didn't get injured, we don't know if Giannis would have made it to the NBA Finals. Now, granted, I know on my show and on the Rewind Sports 60, make sure you guys check this out on Roku, that I said that I believe the Bucks could beat the Nets even with James Harden and Kyrie. But was I willing to bet on that? No, I was not. I was not willing to put the chips all on one team. But we can't overlook what Giannis did, and we have to give that man his proper respect. And you know, I'm just glad that we had a great NBA Finals. Now we're gonna be keeping our eyes on what's gonna be going on in the offseason. I expected some big moves to be made. We see Dame Lillard, LeBron James been getting awfully chummy lately. They're becoming good friends. And we know when you become friends with LeBron, like Anthony Davis, you might try to force your way out of your team to go play with the Los Angeles Lakers, who still has that mystique, that allure around this team. As I mentioned, we don't know if Brooklyn's going to make any more moves. We don't know if Philly's going to make moves. We don't know if Dallas or the Clippers will make moves. So it's going to be interesting this offseason. Where would Dame go? You know, where would Zion go, who wants out of his rookie contract and wants to leave the New Orleans Pelicans? So it's going to be a lot of intriguing storylines. I'm going to try to keep you guys up to date on everything. And then also, football coming up, baby. My second love, well, it's my second love now, but anybody who knows me knows that football was my first love, man. I used to have dreams of playing for USC as a linebacker, just wanted to knock the bejesus out of somebody. Also going to keep you guys up to date on what's going to be going on in the boxing world. As we know, I believe August 19th, I believe that's the date, going to see Manny Pacquiao versus Errol Spence. That is going to be a hell of a fight. I'm so excited for that. We're definitely going to have to break down that fight as it gets closer. Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury is now official. October 9th, we're going to see these two heavyweights clash yet again for the WBC heavyweight title. So there's a lot of great things in sports going on right now. As we bid basketball adieu, as we say goodbye to the NBA season, as crazy as the NBA season as it was with COVID protocols and injuries, it was a great NBA season, and it was great to see the Milwaukee Bucks, who have not won an NBA championship since 1971, win an NBA champion and once again sit atop the NBA throne. This has been a great season, y'all, and this has been a great show. I appreciate all you guys who showed up to come show your boy love. I definitely needed the energy, man. I was at work, eyes heavy, man. You know, I'm trying to make sure I start to get enough rest, but I can't help myself, man. Your boy don't sleep. I'm always trying to work, always thinking of a master plan. But I love you guys, man. Make sure you guys continue to support Rob's Two Cents. I might take a break for just a couple of weeks, just as we let these storylines build up, so we can have more to talk about. But definitely, I'm not going anywhere. Rob's Two Cents is here to stay. Make sure you check your boy out as I give my weekly NBA analysis on the Rewind Sports 60, which you can see either on WCPT 820 AM Facebook page, or you can see on the Rewind Sports 60 Roku channel. Also, that's where you can see Rob's Two Cents as well. Also, remember, I'm on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes. I'm here on Facebook. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm everywhere, y'all. Hope you guys continue to tune in, man. I got nothing but love for you guys. Hope you guys have a great rest of the week. And remember, man, Rob told you to always be great. And you guys already know the slogan, baby. We gone! There's a bigger fight going on. There's a much bigger agenda than the streets. And I know sometimes it's hard to see that far in front of us. But we have to look past the illusions. Look past the delusions of grandeur. And look at the bigger picture. We need to become better versions of ourselves each and every day. Fight for what you believe in. Because if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. We just getting started, baby. You guys know the slogan now. Hope you all have a great evening. And we gone.